Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Rescue operations at the site of India's worst train disaster in decades have ended. More than 300 people were killed and 1,000 injured in a crash involving three trains. An official inquiry is underway. Reports suggest signal failure was to blame.
A lot of things happening on the ground here. Of course, in hospitals, in mortuaries, people are trying to look for loved ones. Those who can't find their family members are just hoping, there's a ray of hope that maybe we will find them and we'll find them alive. There's also, they're also anxious, they hope and pray for the best. But as of now, the officials say that this is what they are going to be doing throughout the day, despite the heat, despite the humidity. Dozens of people onto the left side, I can see tents put up where all the staff, when they're finishing a bit of work, are taking some rest and cooling off there.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sworn in for a third term as Turkish president. He's unveiled a new cabinet, including former international banker Mehmet Simsek as finance minister. Former intelligence chief Hakan Fidan will serve as foreign minister.
This is a day to protect the bright future of our children. Let us put aside the resentments and anger during the election period. Let's find a way to reconcile resentments if hearts have been broken. Let us shoulder the construction of the century of Turkey and realize the 100th anniversary of our republic together. And let us celebrate it as a whole with all 85 million people.
Ukraine's capital has been targeted by Russian air attacks in the early hours of Sunday. Officials say Kyiv has been bombarded every night for the past week. Earlier, at least 20 people were injured in Dnipro. An apartment block was hit. China's defense minister Li Shangfu says he's open to communication with the U.S. military. He spoke at the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore. Li said China wants to avoid confrontation but won't tolerate interference in internal affairs.
This week on The Take, we head to Thailand, where people have voted for change but have yet to see it happen. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.